Good morning, everyone. Well, on this journey of discovery that God has led you and I on through his son, Jesus Christ, we have so much to be thankful for in these days. We give praise and thanks for how God has blessed us, both in the city and in the country, according to his word. But you know, just as Jesus called the disciples, and he calls you and I, like we remembered yesterday morning about being salt and light, and that how God put us on a lampstand, that we're to shine forth brightly and reveal the glory of God to those around us. We need to know and understand that God is a faithful God and trustworthy in everything that he says. The world in which we live is full of deception and wickedness, which God condemns, but we have this amazing understanding and truth that God is faithful and trustworthy. And in fact, in Isaiah 65 and 16, the Lord is called a God of truth. He is utterly trustworthy. He will always be true to his word, and he will never, ever mislead us. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations, we read in Psalm 100 and verse 5. And a good example of that is his relationship with the children of Israel. Over and over, they sinned and turned away from the Lord. Yet, the Lord did not forsake them. He is faithful to his covenant promise. And I want you this morning to understand that God is faithful to his covenant promise to you and I. We should be as trustworthy as he is. We should be faithful with our words in proclaiming Jesus, and that the people we touch with our lives should know that we are men and women of faith, men and women in whom they can trust, just like we trust in God, because he is totally trustworthy and he is faithful to his word. May you today, in this journey of change that God has called you and I to live, may we be known as men and women who are trustworthy, men and women who are faithful to the promises of God, that we will do what we say as God does what he says, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. If we promise something, let's keep our word. Let's be genuine and reliable in our relationships, just like our Heavenly Father is towards us, never failing us, never forsaking us, never leaving us alone, always there when we call upon his name. God bless. Have a great Thursday. Speak to you in the morning.